From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, January 6th at 8:55. We have Todd Gleason on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning to you, Kimberly, on this trading day, Monday. In January, corn futures are up about 7 cents. They're at 457 and three quarters on their last trade. They bumped through the 200-day moving average on December the 26th and have been above that ever since, including that big drop that happened on Friday. Today's recovery, not recovering all of the losses, at least at this time on Friday, so it's an inside trade day. Again, that March contract is trading at 457 and a half. It's up 6¾ cents now in Chicago. May corn at 464¾, 6½ higher in December at 446, up 5¼. A good technical outlook for the corn market. Soybeans, on the other hand, a little different. They had big losses on Friday as well. The March soybeans at $10.65 now, up 14¾, but that recovery not quite as good as what's been happening within the corn market. That trade has been for the day, and the overnight trade particularly, between the 20 and the 50-day moving average. Those are both moving lower still. The 100-day is moving higher. And then once we got through the opening this morning, that market punched through that 50-day. It's still above it at this hour, but the 100 at about $10.07 at this point, well above the marketplace. And the 200-day is far above the marketplace. It's at $10.78¼. The March soybeans again trading at $10.07 at this point, up 15¼. The May at $10.17¾, up 14. And November beans at $10.20, up 11¾. The thing to watch within the soybean complex at this point is the Argentine weather, which looks to be dry, hot for maybe 10 days. Still debatable as to whether that crop will get another rainfall, although it is just really early in the season, maybe late May, early June timeframe, depending on where you are in that country and parts of Brazil in the southern states of that nation. Soybean meal at $311.80, up $3.10 at this hour. The bean oil up 73 cents at $40.65. The wheat futures soft red at 540¾, 11½ higher. The soft red, the hard red at 550¾, up 11¾. Live cattle futures for the day at $1.22½, around $1.22½ higher, that is, trading at $195.27½. Feeder cattle at $265.52 for 100 pounds, up $1.35, and lean hogs at $80.47½, down 30 cents at the hour. Gasoline on the RBOB, $2.76. That's the wholesale price, up 2¼ cents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now stands around 170 points higher at 43,191. The S&P 500 at 6,047, up 59½ points. Be sure to tune in this afternoon for the closing market report, particularly for the weather forecast at the end of that half hour, around 25 after the hour, to make sure what's happening with that crop in Argentina and how that might impact your trade for the day. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Back to you, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Todd. Have a wonderful rest of your day. A reminder, the National Weather Service has a winter storm warning in effect until noon today across all of central Illinois. Stay up to date at ipmnewsroom.org. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.